Recent data suggests Indiana's methamphetamine problem is getting worse. The Indiana State Police seized the highest number of methamphetamine labs in the state's history in 2009, with more than 1,300 seizures. Those numbers do not bode well for the progress of legislation lawmakers approved in 2005 that was meant to curb meth production. WFIU's Ariana Prothero reports in a two-part series, the solutions appear to be as complicated and divisive as the problems.
Indiana passed a law in 2005 putting several restrictions on the sale of pseudoephedrine, an over-the-counter cold medicine used in the production of the illegal drug methamphetamine. The law requires consumers to show identification and sign a logbook recording their purchase. In theory, this was supposed to keep anyone from buying more than 100 pills, or 3 grams, per week, as stipulated by the law. However, because pharmacies' logbooks are paper and not part of a computerized system, the logs between pharmacies are not linked. This allows meth cooks to circumvent the law in a practice called smurfing, where a meth cook moves from pharmacy to pharmacy in a given town, buying their 100-pill allotment at each store. Terre Haute Police Sergeant Chris Gallagher explains that cooks also hire other people to smurf, loading up a van of runners to drive between towns and even across county and state lines, purchasing pseudoephedrine at each stop. Gallagher doesn't mince words when discussing the current tracking system.
In perspective, I think of it as nothing more than a record of our failures.
He says it does little good for law enforcement to find the names of known meth offenders written on a log long after they've bought their pseudoephedrine and moved on. Gallagher says the problem has to be cut off at the source, and that source is pseudoephedrine, because it is the only ingredient in methamphetamine that cannot be replaced without the drug losing its potency. Without pseudoephedrine or PSE, the meth is significantly weaker. Gallagher says Indiana needs a more proactive system.
Oregon has set the table for us. Basically, in 2003, they had 473 meth labs. 2005, they went to the tracking similar to what we're doing here.
Much like in Indiana, the tracking system initially slowed down meth production in the state before production spiked again with smurfing.
2007, they went to prescription only, and they only had 18 meth labs.
That's down from 473 labs to 18 in just 1 year.
And to me, that's an amazing statistic, because that's an over 90% reduction.
And according to Lincoln County, Oregon District Attorney Bob Bovet, that reduction wasn't temporary. Meth production has stayed down in his state, with only 13 lab seizures reported last year and only 3 to date this year. Bovet says making pseudoephedrine prescription only in Oregon has produced many rippling effects.
Mexico, after seeing the results from Oregon, initially followed our lead and returned pseudoephedrine to prescription drug. And then they went one step further. They banned pseudoephedrine entirely, as did many of their neighboring states.
Bovet says this has forced Mexican drug trafficking organizations to revert back to an older method of cooking meth, one that produces a much, much inferior drug.
So what we've seen here in the state of Oregon is kind of a positive double whammy. We've eliminated the ability to cook meth locally, and the potency of the meth on the streets in Oregon from the Mexican drug trafficking organizations is incredibly weak.
Those are the kind of results Gallagher wants to see in Vigo County. So he and representatives from other law enforcement agencies went to area pharmacies and asked them to only sell pseudoephedrine with a prescription. There is no state law, so this was merely a request for voluntary action. Ron Venzel with JR Pharmacies signed on immediately. He'd actually already started requiring a prescription at his own pharmacies months beforehand because of safety concerns.
I don't want to say that you don't want those people in the store, but you don't. You don't feel comfortable for your employees. You don't feel comfortable for your clients. We've had to spend a lot of money on not only security cameras, but we've had metal grates made for the windows.
Interestingly, the only other pharmacies to sign on to Gallagher's proposal were all locally owned. Those that declined were Walmart, Kmart, Kroger, CVS, and Walgreens. Represented by Grant Monahan of the Indiana Retail Council, those 5 pharmacies cited concerns over increased cost to their businesses and overall healthcare delivery as reason not to sign on to the prescription-only initiative. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.
And next Friday, we'll take a closer look at the potential costs and future legislation regulating the sales of pseudoephedrine.